happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And I hope if you were able to join us, we put just a pause on our love song series through the Song of Songs this past Sunday. And we welcome Dr. Paul Chitwood, who is the leader of the International Mission Board for our network of churches, who just did an incredible job about laying the heart of reaching the world for the sake of the gospel in front of us. As he talked through Romans 3 with us, I think he talked through so many important theological points, right? The necessity of salvation for sin and the effect of sin and what sin brings and causes into our lives as it brings death to us. But man, didn't he do a great job of also presenting the salvation that God offers, and not just offers to Westerners or Americans culturally, but that he offers to all people, regardless of race and space. And we have this commission to go to the world. The Old Testament says, shout to the north and the south and the east and the west, right? That in every direction, God is Lord of all. And so I think as we think about this this mandate that we've been given to go to the world, it really becomes a joy. It's not burdensome to us. It's not too heavy for us. And so, as a church, we've been prayerful together all year. We have teams this summer. We have teams that are headed to Puerto Rico. We have a team that just got back from Uganda. Especially in the summer, we have so many people who are taking on the posture of going in a missionary way. And so we certainly want to be prayerful for those teams, prayerful for individuals like Jocelyn Pearl, who's going to be heading out this summer as well. We're super excited to be part of a church where people are being called out and people are being sent. And that's, the partnership of your prayer. That's the partnership, the stewardship of your resources. This Bible translation that we are part of the process of funding. Such a joy for us. And those were things I feel like we were reminded about. So I'm going to pray that into our day. And then I want to give you the opportunity specifically to pray. And maybe pray for a country that you love, a people group in a country that you love, that they would come to faith, that the fields would be white to harvest in that particular place. Father, we do just want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to participate in your commission, your movement, your dynamite, your dunamis power of reaching the world. And Lord, we are the ones who bring the feet of good news. We are the ones who've been sent. We are the ones who are called to go. We're the your hands and your feet as much as humanly possible, Lord, that you can work through imperfect people like us. And so today, we pray for the peoples of the world. Prayerfully, Lord, I specifically want to raise up the peoples in the North Caucasus Mountains where this Bible translation work is going to be getting underway as soon as possible. And Lord, we pray that you will use that word for generations to come. And Lord, that you would give us more opportunities like that one to be able to make a tangible difference in your name. Now you take the opportunity to pray.